First, as the novel coronavirus outbreak continues, doctors around the world are racing to from the disease. There's been some hope that antibodies donated by people who recovered from the disease could be used to help patients beat COVID-19. Here in Wisconsin, one organization is working on developing a treatment using the antibodies from a doctor in the state who was diagnosed with a mild case in the spring. Dr. David Lal is a pediatric oncologist for Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. He recovered from a case of COVID-19. He's now donating his plasma to help other patients suffering from the disease. Dr. Lal, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on.
Also with us, Dr. Jerome Gottschall, Senior Medical Director of Transfusion Medicine for Versiti. Dr. Gottschall, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
Dr. Lal, let's start with you first. How are you feeling after having caught this thing?
I've completely recovered. I'm just very fortunate that I had a mild case and was able to get through it fine with no long-term complications.
And what led you to get involved now in donating your plasma to look for possible treatments?
Well, I think as healthcare providers, we're always searching for ways to help our patients, their families, and our communities. And this is just a natural extension of what we do every day. And so, you know, if there is anything I can do to help, this is a novel method that may help other patients who are struggling with a very severe form of the coronavirus.
Now, Dr. Gottschall, take us into the science of how antibodies for someone who's lived through this illness could end up helping others.
So we are collecting what's called convalescent plasma from individuals who have recovered from the coronavirus infection. And of course, when you recover from an infection, you make antibodies that help you recover. And that antibody stays in your plasma. And the hope is that by using some of this plasma and infusing it back into a sick patient, these antibodies can help rid the virus from the body faster than our own body is doing that and help the patient get better. It is a research study. Mm-hmm. So we are not sure if it's going to work or not, but this is this being done on a national basis and is being really ramped up across our country because there are so many ill patients.
And to clarify for our listeners, this is something that is different than a vaccine. It's not the same thing as a vaccine. Do I have that right?
No, that is correct. When you get a vaccine, the body then gets the vaccine and makes an antibody. And then you have the antibody circulating to protect you if you're ever exposed. This is actually trying to treat the patient with a product that's a drug, it's plasma, but it's actually a treatment directly, whereas vaccine is more of a preventative measure.
Now, Dr. Lal, as a healthcare provider, what happened when you got that positive test for COVID? What did you have to do to make sure you hadn't spread it to others and then to make sure you didn't subsequently spread it to others?
Yeah, that was my biggest concern. I was shocked when I received the positive result, and my first worry was for the patients, their families, and my colleagues I had been interacting with, hoping that I didn't unintentionally spread it to them. Children's Wisconsin acted right away and tested over 100 people, and to my knowledge, everyone tested negative, so I feel very fortunate for that and very grateful for that. But I think it really speaks to the importance of good hand hygiene, social distancing. And even though I was positive, I luckily didn't infect other people.
Yeah. What message do you send people now, having been through this experience yourself, on how to keep themselves from catching it and keep themselves from spreading it to others?
You know, the governor's policy of safer at home is really important. What we want to do is flatten the curve of the spread of disease so we are not getting overwhelmed in the healthcare field. And so social distancing, good hand hygiene, coughing in your arm or sneezing in your arm, just common sense measures that we've been advocating to help slow down the spread of the disease.
We're talking to Dr. David Lal from Children's Wisconsin. He's a pediatric oncologist. He had contracted COVID-19, a mild case, fortunately. Now he's donating plasma for research being done in part by our other guest, Dr. Jerome Gottschall from Versiti, Senior Medical Director of Transfusion Medicine there. Dr. Gottschall, talk us through the process now. As you mentioned, this is research. This is not a done deal. What would it take if this is a viable treatment option to get from where we are now to a practical treatment?
Well, I think this is a potentially a practical treatment. That is, if we can collect enough donors and get enough plasma that is given to patients, then the clinicians will study whether that treatment of infusing that plasma product into a patient has actually been effective. And if it is, we will continue doing this on a large scale and providing this product through this whole process while we have COVID virus infection running around our country. And it'll be very interesting to see. We're not going to know this in the next month. It'll probably take several months of giving the product and then studying whether the patients benefited to know whether it is effective. But the good thing is this is going to be done on a scale larger than ever has been done for what we call convalescent plasma. And we will know for this virus whether it is effective in a couple of months.
Now, I know, Dr. Gottschall, when I've donated blood or plasma in the past, they're very careful to make sure that I am not spreading some kind of illness myself. How are you watching for that? What kind of protocols are there to make sure that while we're transferring these antibodies, we don't have any unrelated diseases going along with them?
Okay. So a donor who is able to give convalescent plasma has to pass all the criteria that a regular-blooded donor means. All the questions that we ask to make sure it's safe to donate and safe for the patient to receive. And the blood is tested for all the standard viral tests that we do on any blood donor. And so the donor has to pass this. And the good thing is that this is a respiratory virus, and it is not thought in any way to be transmitted by blood.
And Dr. Lal, before you could donate your plasma here for this treatment, I understand you had to have a negative test result after that initial positive result. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. The criteria is that you have to have a positive test confirming that you were diagnosed with COVID, followed by being asymptomatic or completely free of symptoms for 14 days. And then lastly, you have to have another test confirming that you no longer are positive for COVID.
Just got an interesting question from a listener, Dr. Gottschall, about how long these antibodies might be useful. So when that person gets that negative test, do we have to get that plasma right away for it to be useful? Do we think at this point, is there an expiration kind of on when that that their plasma might be useful or not?
Well, that's a very good question. We know that if someone is out at least 14 days, and some other criteria means that people have to be out at least 28 days symptom-free. And so that means they've probably had their disease for probably 3 to 4 weeks. We know from studies that have been done in China that almost everybody has antibody by that time. So we're pretty sure. We don't know the quantity that's in their plasma, but we know that every patient has made an antibody. What we don't know yet is how long that antibody will be protective. Will be protective for months, for years, forever? We don't know that yet for this. For some diseases, like if we get chickenpox or measles, we almost never get it again, right, because we've made antibodies. We don't know that for this virus, whether these will be long-term protection or whether it will be shorter-term. That's why we really need a vaccine.
And briefly, Dr. Gottschall, you mentioned you need volunteers. I mean, if there are people out there who have had that, who have been diagnosed with COVID-19 and then the negative test, are you recruiting plasma volunteers?
We are. And if anyone fits that, they can work with their physician, or they can call into a line of at the blood center, Versity Blood Center, of 866-702-4673, or they can go on to our website, versity.org, V-E-R-S-I-T-I, versity.org/COVID-19 plasma. And if they go on to that, they can work their way into our system to become a donor.
And just briefly, Dr. Lal, as we wrap up, are you, since you've had the negative test, are you able to be back in action as a doctor again?
Yeah, I returned to work last weekend and took call, and I'm back at it. But I just really want to emphasize, if anyone else can donate, it really helps. There's plenty of patients who could potentially benefit from this therapy.
Dr. Lal, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
And Dr. Gottschall, thanks for being with us.
You're very welcome. Thanks for doing this.
We're talking to Dr. David Lall, pediatric oncologist at Children's Wisconsin. He had caught COVID-19, now a negative result. He's donating plasma for research, and Dr. Jerome Gottschall is doing some of that research. He's senior medical director of transfusion medicine for Versiti. They joined us to talk about potential treatments for COVID-19 using antibodies, using plasma from recovered patients like Dr. Lall.